It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A tribal casino in New Mexico says it will be the first in the state to offer sports betting following a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this year that cleared the way for all 50 states to offer legal sports betting. The sports book at Santa Ana Star Casino is scheduled to open Tuesday. The program will be managed by Nevada-based operator U.S. Bookmaking. Existing tribal gaming compacts don't specifically address sports betting. Such wagering falls under another category, meaning casinos can move ahead without regulatory changes. Out-of-pocket costs are on the rise for people who get health insurance through an employer. KUT's Ashley Lopez has more about that finding in the Kaiser Family Foundation Employer Health Benefits Survey.
The survey found that annual premiums for single coverage through an employer increased about 3%. For families, that increase was about 5%. Matthew Ray is a health policy analyst with the Kaiser Family Foundation. He says people with employer-based insurance are also seeing a rise in deductibles.
So the average deductible is increasing about 8 times faster than workers' wages, which means over time, workers who use healthcare services are contributing more money towards healthcare, paying their deductible, and it's eating into workers' paychecks.
Ray says more people also have a plan with deductibles to begin with. He says deductibles are a key way that employers are cutting costs. According to the survey, about half of Americans get their health insurance through an employer. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
A recent report says over the last decade, only one state has slashed higher education funding more than New Mexico. Commentator Walt Rubel says that with oil and gas revenues up, lawmakers should restore funding to higher education and take a good look at the entire system in the state.
In 2017, Governor Susana Martinez vetoed the entire state appropriation for higher education. She didn't mean it. She was mad at Senate Rules Committee Chairman Linda Lopez for failing to confirm her region's nominees. Funding was eventually restored in a special session, as everybody knew it would be, but the fact that the governor was willing to hold colleges and universities hostage reflected a lack of support for higher education throughout her 8-year term. When gas and oil prices tumbled, taking state revenue collections down with them, higher education was the first to take the hit as state lawmakers scrambled to balance the budget. A report last week by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities showed that, at a time when states across the country are cutting funding for higher education, only one has slashed spending for college students at a higher level than New Mexico. The study found that during a 10-year period, from 2008 to 2018, spending decreased by an average of 16% per student nationwide. In New Mexico, spending has decreased by 34%, an average of $4,792 per student, second only to Louisiana. Not surprisingly, colleges and universities have increased tuition in an attempt to make up for the lost support. The increase in New Mexico, 38% in the last 10 years, is higher than the national average. And that has been devastating to those students for whom a college education is their best opportunity to break free from generations of poverty. The rising costs of college risks blocking one of America's most important paths to economic mobility. And while these costs hinder progress for everyone, Black, Hispanic, and low-income students continue to face the most significant barriers to opportunity, said Michael Mitchell, lead author of the report. New Mexico has other problems that are unique to our state. Our scholarship fund is tied to a lottery that was once robust enough to cover full tuition costs for all qualifying high school graduates in the state, but now can only cover a fraction of those costs. The two new leaders at New Mexico State University have been hit with a 1-2 combination to the body. First, they learned that the university had spent $3.3 million more than had been budgeted on scholarships. Then they learned that enrollment for next year is expected to decrease by nearly 5%. So, we're spending more than we can afford on scholarships in an effort to boost enrollment numbers, and yet we're still seeing an enrollment decline. The best we can hope for in the near future is to stabilize the situation, Chancellor Dan Arvizo told Regents. The good news is that gas and oil prices are now up, and so is revenue. Lawmakers are expected to have $1.2 billion more next year. Higher education was first to be cut and should be among the first to be made whole again when the new money is budgeted. At the same time, lawmakers should take a comprehensive look at the entire system to ensure that duplication is minimized and that each institution has a unique focus on specific areas of expertise that meet the needs of both students and the state at large. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Well, Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. They also appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. You can always stay updated throughout your day by keeping up with KRWG on social media. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at KRWG, and subscribe anytime to the KRWG News YouTube channel. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.